Yes.
Yay, Mike. Happy St. Patty's Day.
And you too, darling.
Actually, it's supposed to be St. Patrick's. St. Patrick's
Depends
Day.
Depends where you come from. The main thing is don't say Patty.
Yes.
That's for a burger on a piece of bread.
That's what?
It's a piece of meat on a piece of bread, a patty.
Oh, my gosh. Of course it is. So, happy St. Yeah. Patrick's Day. And Mulligan's is definitely the place to be on St. Patrick's Day. And it's almost like there's this expectation that it's going to be, like, so memorable. And I once again, on St. Patrick's Day, you're pulling out all the stops. And you're starting at 11 in the morning, right?
Cindy, hang on a second. Let me know when we're live.
You're live right now, my friend.
All right. Okay. Hello, everybody. Yes. Thank you. Sorry for interrupting.
No, you didn't interrupt at all. It's good to have you. I'm glad you called in. So St. Patrick's Day starts at 11 with everything. And then you've got some great lineup. Now, you've had, and you know, you're a music aficionado, and you know all of the great bands here on the island. So who did you decide to invite for St. Patrick's Day?
Well, we try to keep it local, as you can imagine, but we also had to have the Irish flair because it is St. Patrick's Day. Did you know, Cindy, we're the last island in the world to celebrate Paddy's Day because of the time difference. We're 12 hours behind Ireland, so that makes it kind of special for us.
Yeah, so you're the kind of Pauhana go out in style, and you do a good job of it, I'll tell you. You become...
Yeah, but when we start at 12 o'clock on Friday, these people are going to be in Temple Bar in Dublin, like just finishing it up, being swept up off the streets. You know what I mean?
I do. I was there at the Temple Bar. I was so glad I got to go to the Temple Bar. What a great place.
It's kind of for yuppies, though. It's not my scene. I prefer to go into an Irish pub out in the Boglands.
Yes.
Listen to some cool music and drink real Guinness. You know what I mean?
I do indeed.
But anyway, sorry for interrupting. On 12 o'clock on Friday, we have the Glen Innes Session Band, purely made up of five musicians born and raised on Maui. Fiddle player, drummer, barong player, which is like the hand drum, bass, guitar, and we have a singer as well. So they're playing from 12 to 2.
Well, that's great. So, I love that Irish fiddle. I really do.
Yeah. Did you see some when you were in Ireland?
I absolutely did. And almost every place I went, from Dingle out to the Muckross Hotel there.
Muckross House.
Yeah, at the hotel. And, there was a great pub there I went in. But every city has. I mean, everywhere there's music in Ireland. It's
sure.
In their blood.
It's a bit like Maui. A lot of it is backyard style. You know what I mean? People have sessions, we call them, where people get together and they drink and they play music and people join in and... That's what makes the island similar. You know, Willie Kay said we're all islanders, whether it's Ireland or Maui. So for me, it's just a big celebration, fun, this Friday, you know, of our culture, embracing it. And it's even more special to be having it on Maui and to be able to live here and enjoy it, you know?
I absolutely agree. And then you got Dublin's David Connolly playing
David Connolly, a friend of mine, he flew in from Dublin last Friday. He lived in Tipperary, my hometown, Clonmel, for many years. He's a singer-songwriter, and he's going to be doing all Irish tunes. He plays guitar, and he's going to play till about 5 o'clock.
Oh, wonderful.
So that's pretty cool. And then we have Pete Sebastian and some of his band from Fish Tank playing for an hour.
Oh, good.
And then at 6 o'clock, we have the one and only Celtic Tigers.
Are you going to be joining them?
Celtic Tigers? I don't know if I'll be able to stand by that stage.
Okay.
No, I'm joking.
I know.
I'm going to be cooking most of the day. We're serving corned beef, cabbage, fish and chips, bangers, shepherd's pie, salmon cakes, potato leek soup, homemade brown bread. So I'll be all over that for most of the day. So I won't be joining the Celtic Tigers. I will be introducing them. And we have a beautiful fiddle player, Sue Westcott, who plays with Soul Kitchen. I know if you know Sue.
Oh, yeah, she's wonderful.
She joined the band in January, and it's been amazing. And we got Murray Thorne, our band leader, who's been with us for the last 16 years, main guitarist. And then we got Lenny Castellanos, who's going to be playing on bass and doing vocals and harmony as well. Lenny, who plays with Mick Fleetwood.
Oh, yeah, so, Lenny's great.
Yeah, he's fantastic. Yeah, he's been with us for about 14 years.
I you know, you not only is it great music, but let's talk a little more about the food, because the food's important on St. Patrick's Day, isn't it?
You think so?
I think so.
After 10 beers, it tastes really good.
Well, you've got, speaking of beers, you've got some great beers. Of course, you've got to do Guinness, but what else are you serving up from beers?
We're actually doing Magners. Have you ever heard of Magners cider?
No.
Magners is from my hometown, Clonmel in Tipperary, and my grandfather worked there for 40 years. I got to go watch he got when he retired, so it means a lot to me.
Oh, yeah.
It's taken as many years to get the cider here. It's probably one of the best apple ciders in the world.
Ah.
And it's not too sweet. You know, some of the American ones are a little sweet. So we have Magners on special. Then we have Harp, which is a lager. You probably saw that in Ireland, did you?
Yeah, and you know what? I do love apple cider, too. And some of that cider is pretty strong. Pretty strong when it's...
But, you know, that's what you need for St. Patrick's Day. And then we have Kilkenny. Have you ever heard of Kilkenny?
Yes, have heard of that, yes.
It's an Irish ale. It's like a cream ale. It's got the same gas that we use for Guinness, so it's got a nice, strong head on it. And then it's a kind of amber ale. It's kind of a reddish ale. Pretty neat stuff. And then we have all the Irish whiskies. Big shout-out to Darren from Young Markets. He's supplying the Bushmills and the Tullamore Dew.
Mm.
And then we've got Jameson. We got Paddy's. We got Power. And then we got my favorite, which has to be locked away from me. I think we're the only place on the island. We got Middleton.
Mm.
Which is a rare Middleton Rare, which is a 16, 18-year-old blended Irish whiskey.
Wow. Like,
so nice that it tastes great, and you could drink a lot of it without realizing the effect.
How wonderful.
You know what I mean?
Yes, no, that's that. You've got a great selection. And for food, you know, you've got to do, of course, are you doing the cabbage?
Corned beef and cabbage, sure.
You got to do that.
We started today cooking the corned beef stuff because we have 36 of them. So that will be the staple for sure. You know, Cindy, corned beef is an American thing. But after 25 years living in America, I understand, because when the Irish came back in the late 1900s, they was very similar to the cabbage, bacon and cabbage that we have in Ireland, which is a cured pork. And that's how the thing caught on, corned beef and cabbage. So the first time I ever had corned beef and cabbage was when I came to America. But as you know now, it's probably our biggest seller. We slow cook it for about 14 hours at 150 degrees before we take it out, and it kind of cures it. And then mashed potatoes and cabbage with our stone ground mustard sauce to die for.
Mmm. Wow. Now,
and we have a bunch of T-shirts. I just got our St. Patrick's Day shirts in about 30 minutes ago. So we're very excited. They will be on sale.
Are they green?
They're black, but some of them say, "I love Guinness," and then they got a leprechaun on the back, and it says Mulligan's on the blue.
So oh, cool.
Keeper's item, you know?
Collectors,
something
yeah.
Something to celebrate.
Absolutely.
And then we have, it's no cover before 12, so if anybody's come for lunch and you want to avoid paying the $10 cover, any from 11 to 12, there's no cover. We're open the doors at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
Are you going to come?
You're
going to be my guest?
I may just come, I tell you, I really love the fun of St. Patrick's, and I love the music. And you also are going to have dance as well, right?
Yeah, we're going to have some Irish dancers as well. So we'll be teaching people how to do Irish dancing, and hopefully everybody will wear the green. We got some hats and some green memorabilia we're going to give out for free as well.
Well, you got to, but if you're going to dance, you've got to step high. You got to do some jumps, and you got to have some feet that can move fast.
A little bit. Main thing is taking part. You know what I mean? We don't need any river dancers. And most importantly, Cindy, I know we're joking and everything, please don't drink and drive. You know, my friend Sergeant Nick Crow put out a warning yesterday. There will be roadblocks everywhere. Thank God that Mulligan's has St. Patrick's Day. It's turned out to be one of the biggest parties on the island. But please don't drink and drive. Uber, taxi drivers, designated driver. Honestly, leave your car here. We don't mind. Nobody's going to tow it.
Yeah.
But be safe.
You're
That's
absolutely right.
Thing.
Absolutely
be
correct.
Be responsible.
Yep, and there's going to be unmarked cars watching, so even if you think you don't see that.
I got a ride home last St. Patrick's Day, and there was a roadblock on my road at Tlani Hakai and Pialani right there. And I thought I was okay. I had 3 or 4 beers, but luckily I had one of the bartenders give me a ride home. I didn't want to chance it. Sure enough, I pull up to my turnoff, and there they are, in Full Force. Which
they were waiting for you. They heard. Lives. They knew Mike lived down there, and they figured, oh, we got a sure one.
It was
here
on my street, Cindy, Kulani Hakoi. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I can.
I've never seen a roadblock at Kulani Hakoi. Of course, I was laughing in the passenger seat, and then they're like, keep going, you know, stop holding up the traffic. But, no, it's a good fun day. It's kid-friendly up till 7 or 8 o'clock when it gets busier.
Should people call? Do you think people should call? Or is it first come, first served, or the reservations?
We've taken as many reservations as we can without crowding it. We don't have the outside loan because I've been having problems with the liquor department, so I don't want to upset them this year. So we're going to limit the amount of people that come. So I would say come early, not to be disappointed.
Yes.
And it will be controlled crowds. I'm on my best behavior right now. I'm trying to behave with the liquor department.
Yes.
So as I don't get any violations.
Yes.
Because I want to go to heaven, Cindy. I don't want to go to hell.
Well, if you're from Ireland, you know heaven well.
And we kiss the devil, too. So you're my guest. Friday,
well, thank
March
you.
17th, St. Patrick's Day on Maui. Please come along and reminisce on your trip to Ireland.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. And a very happy St. Patrick's Day. Thanks so much for taking time to give us a call on your busy schedule. I really appreciate that. Aloha. Yeah,
thank you very much. And as we say in Ireland, slointe, which means to your health.
Ah, slointe. And aloha.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And aloha.